Hi, welcome to Decomp Divas with Jana, and I have a very special guest. Welcome to the show, Amelia.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay! I guess I'll start out how I always do. Are you a big podcast listener, and have you been on a podcast before?
I am not a big this type of podcast listener. Yeah. The main podcasts I listen to are like fiction podcasts.
Oh, okay.
But I have also never been on a podcast, but I have always wanted to because Yay! I love yapping and I can talk for hours. So
I like that you call it yapping. That's cute.
I just love blabbing.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to make the cut of this podcast, but I think it's, remember that one time where you came to rehearsal and you were talking about listening to like an audiobook and they like, it was like dirty. Oh. And they said he
himself. I forgot about that. I shouldn't have been spreading that around. I'm so
that was
sorry.
Really funny. That really made me
the podcasts I listen to are not
that dirty.
Book. No.
Oh my god. Yeah.
That was an exception.
Anyway, Amelia, how did we meet?
We met in a show. It was called Nonsense. Played nuns. It was very fun. It was a very exciting time to be in a show together. I feel like, well, I was quitting my job at the time, so it was nice to have like a space to go to where there were people that I enjoyed being around, and it was just a very exciting part of my year, and getting to know Jana was very fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had such a good time. That was the first time I've ever done a show with all women, and it was a cast of six, and everyone like got a lot. Everyone is cool. It was a really nice setting. Not that like, oh, being in a show with guys like sucks, but it's like a different, you just feel at ease in a different kind of way.
There's like a just a sense of comfort, I feel like. And even like we all got to share one dressing room, which was really nice, and it just felt like a real sisterhood.
It did, yes. This is random. Did you ever watch or read The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants? I'm sure that came up when we were in the fucking show, yeah.
I love those books. There's also like, have you read the most recent one that's a sequel that's like, it's kind of like them later in life?
No, I didn't even know there is one.
I read it and I was like blown. It was like kind of darker and like more adult than the other books. But yeah. I would if you want to like continue your journey with The Sister of the Traveling Pants.
I would love to, yeah.
Anyway, I love those books. I also love them. Are there two movies?
There's two movies. I didn't see the second one. I saw the first one. I really did like it.
It's this book, I don't remember what, I'm trying to see if I can find what the final sequel is called. Sisterhood Everlasting.
Oh, cute. Okay. Was that like recent that it came out?
Actually, no, it came out in 2011. For some reason, I thought it was more recent, but it's...
That feels recent to me, maybe.
2000, I mean, what was that, like 2 or 3 years ago?
I know, is it 14 years ago? Oh my god. Wait, so you've had, were you, did you graduate high school in 2013 or 12?
Mm-hmm. 2013.
Okay. Did you have any desire, or do you know if your high school did a reunion? Like, do you, if they did, would you have gone back?
So we had my senior year of high school, there was a big thing about not copying each other's prom dresses or like not wearing the same prom dress as someone else. So we had a Facebook group that was called like, I don't know, like senior prom dresses or something.
Oh my God. And everyone posted a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Everyone just posted their like dresses. Some people were like, I can't like figure out what to wear. Like I can't choose between those. It was also kind of like a fun sisterhood thing. Yeah. But I bring that up because a couple of months ago I got a notification on Facebook. I don't check Facebook very often, so I don't know how old the notification was, but it was someone who'd posted in that group for the first time since 2013 being like, hey everyone, just FYI, we're like working on organizing a reunion. More details to come. And it like, this was, I think it was already 2024 at this point. So I was like, you guys kind of missed the boat. Like, I don't know if we can.
You guys are a little late.
Oh, an 11-year reunion. But I don't know. There's part of me that's like, it could be fun. But I'm from Seattle. So I'd have to like go to Seattle to go.
It would be a big thing for you to travel.
Yeah. And I feel like if I lived in the same city or even like a couple hours away, maybe. But I feel like I don't care about high school enough to like fly across two different states to go.
Yeah. Did you like When you think back on high school, are you like, oh yeah, great time? Or are you like, oh my God, how embarrassing, or somewhere in between?
I definitely somewhere in between because my mom was the principal at my high school, not while I
Oh,
was there. She was
okay.
my middle school principal for 1 year, and then she moved to the high school, and then she left the high school the year I started there. So all of the teachers and like a lot of kids knew her, and teachers also like had pre-existing notions about me because they knew my mom. Like there were some teachers who loved me because they loved my mom. Some teachers hated me. Like I got failed on my senior project by a teacher because my mom had tried to fire him.
Oh my God.
justly. Like I think she had like, it wasn't just like she didn't like him. It was like a very, he had a lot of issues. But anyway, so I feel like it's a mix. But I think I did like high school was when I started doing theater, and I feel like that was like a big like moment for me, like where I found my place and like people that I felt comfortable around. So I don't know. But I feel like everyone thinks high school was like at least a little bit cringy. Like I feel like most people look back at high school and be like, like I had fun sometimes, but other things were like, I wouldn't want to go back.
Yeah, I know. I like when people are like, oh yeah, those are like my like glory days. I'm like, God, like how, I don't understand that at all. But so I guess I'll ask you about Disney Channel. Did you grow up watching it? Did you grow up watching Disney Channel movies? Like, what's your what were you raised on as far as media goes?
My parents were pretty, they weren't anti-TV, but they were anti-cable, I think mostly just for like frugality's sake. So I grew up mostly watching like PBS Kids.
Oh, wait, so what were your shows?
Oh my gosh. Cyber Chase. I was big
Hell
into
yeah.
Cyber Chase, Arthur, Zoom. I don't know, not
I
the
know
app,
Zoom,
but
yeah.
Zoom. Which was, I feel like that was more so when I was younger. And then I don't think that like ran for very long, but so I still think about Cyber Chase to this day. Like,
Yeah, it's a show
love
that taught
that
you
show.
about math, but also space.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's the whole thing with PBS
Exactly.
is like it's educational but fun.
Yeah, and I think that was my parents' part of their reasoning. But there was a channel, I think it was like our local like ABC channel, that on Saturday mornings they played Disney Channel shows.
Oh,
So
okay.
there. Saturday mornings, I would be like fixed in front of the TV so I could watch like That's So Raven. And I never really got into Hannah Montana, but I did see some episodes. That's So Raven was really like the main reason I wanted to watch
Yeah.
Disney Channel shows. But that was like, I always wanted to keep up with like kids at school, and like kids would talk about whatever shows were on like Nickelodeon and like Cartoon Network, and I wouldn't really know. But thanks to ABC, I knew like a little bit. I got like a sprinkling of Disney Channel stuff on top of the PBS. But it was definitely not until I was like an adult that I started watching like SpongeBob or like Fairly Odd Parents, because I wanted to get the jokes and like get what other people
Yeah,
like.
I know. I feel like it's like people constantly like reference like SpongeBob, like, and like even now, and it's kind of like, are you? Because I find myself like, unless it's like a Disney or like a 90s, early 2000s like reference, like I find myself missing a lot of references in general. Are you that kind of person too?
I definitely like, because I didn't watch it until I was like an adult. And then I feel like I can't catch up to the level of like familiarity that people who watched it growing up have. So there's a lot of stuff that just like I don't know. I wish I, and that's also kind of, I've tried also in adulthood to try to watch more Disney Channel original movies specifically, because I feel like that is also like a big thing of people of my gen, like our age, like the kind of in between millennials and Gen Z.
So you didn't grow up watching Disney Channel movies, and like it's like something you watch in hindsight.
So a lot of them. The one exception though is the Parent Trap, which I don't know
What
why
a good one to like be the
I
exception.
know. And I almost think it's because it's like a remake of like an older movie that my parents were like, oh,
If you hadn't
sure.
brought that up, I would have forgot that. Yes, I actually have seen the remake, but it's been for fucking ever.
I don't think I even knew that was like the acronym is DCOM, right? The Disney Channel
Disney,
original movie. I didn't even know that was like a Disney specific movie. I thought it was just like a movie. And then
It
I.
is like, so it really isn't a decom, but it's like something okay, it came out in the right era and like Lindsay Lohan was in it and she's in so many that I think it's tied up and I feel like they played it on Disney Channel a lot. So it did get a theatrical release. I actually, when did it come out? It was like 97 or something like that.
I think 98, maybe.
Okay. So you saw it like when you were 98, you're right. When you were a kid.
Yeah, I think probably maybe when I was like 7 or 8 was the first time. I feel like it was something that I saw at like sleepovers. Like it
It
was,
is such a sleepover movie,
yeah.
yeah.
I think that was probably the first time was like at someone's house. And then maybe after that, I was like, Mom, can we rent like the Parent Trap from the movie store? Because I want to watch it this weekend.
Do you have like a history or like an experience or like a like what Lindsay Lohan, when you think of her, what do you think?
That's
What
such a
an
good
icon.
question.
Yeah.
I think the Parent Trap like is the thing I associate her with like the most strongly because it was probably the first thing I saw her in.
Yeah.
And I was so blown away when I learned that there were in fact not twins in the movie. It was
Yes.
just Lindsay Lohan.
Just one
But
girl.
I feel like that at that age to play two characters that I feel like Hallie and Annie seem very different. Like they do
Yeah.
have like different mannerisms. Like they're very distinct. But I feel like it's just very impressive for like that age to be
I
able to be
know,
like
right?
adept at switching between
Yeah.
different characters. But yeah, and then I feel like because she was also in like Freaky Friday and like Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, which are all movies that I also watched when I was like a teenager, like at sleepovers and stuff. Again, they were just, you know, like movies that other people had nostalgia about, I guess, that like then I watched and I was like, okay, I see why you like this. She just was like such a queen of that era though. Like I feel like she really defined that, like what it meant to be a teenager in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, she really was. And it's interesting that we're reviewing this now because, well, I interest it vaguely related to her. The new Mean Girls just came out. Have
Yes.
you seen it, or have you like I Mean Girls? Admittedly, not a musical I pay much attention to because I feel like I'm slightly too old. But yeah, what's your take on it, on this reboot in a sense?
I feel that way. Like I don't know if this is like controversial to say. I kind of feel like I don't begrudge anyone from enjoying it. Like I think if people like the movie and go see it, that's great. To me though, I'm like, I feel like Mean Girls the movie is like such a perfect specimen. I
Agreed.
almost feel like they didn't need to make a musical and then make like a movie based on the musical that's based on the movie. Like it just feels like we already had the movie.
Yeah.
But I also know people that love the musical, and I also will say like I don't know the musical very well at all. It's just not, I've never felt very pulled to it. But it is interesting that I feel like it. I almost forgot that Mean Girls. I mean, I didn't forget Lindsay Lohan was in Mean Girls, but I like it's almost so like iconic that it almost like slipped my mind that she was even in that because it's so like,
Yeah.
you know, for
Yeah.
her, like for. I don't know, like what it was like growing. Like I feel like everyone I knew loved Mean Girls, and like I have seen it so many times. People quote it all the time. Like it's just such a cornerstone of like our generation's experience in life.
Yeah,
It sounds
it's
really extreme, but
no, but it is. It's a classic American film, and like,
yeah.
it's funny, my boyfriend like has never seen it and I've said lines from it and he's like, oh, that's really funny. And I'm like, that's not, I did not make, like, he I said the oh no, he's my first cousin line and he laughed and I'm like, I just, you know, I did not make that up. But it is like such, it is a really cornerstone movie. Yeah. Are you a big movie person in general?
Yeah, I watch a lot of movies, or I watch movies frequently, but they're usually like repeats. Like I love rewatching movies, but I feel like I do see like we have the AMC like Stubs
So
membership, so
you
we always
actually go to the movies.
like we went to a movie last night. I did fall
Wait,
asleep
what was
during
it?
it was Dune Part Two.
Oh, okay. I've heard really good things about that.
It was great. It was our second time seeing it, which is also why I feel like I want to preface and say like I did watch it all the way through the first time
Yeah.
we saw it.
So you feel a little
I
bit
feel
less bad about
kind
falling
of,
asleep.
I feel yeah, it's like I the movie is not a movie you would generally fall asleep during. Like it's very exciting. It's like designed very well. Like I really like we liked it enough that we went to see it again. I just was sleepy, but I love going to see movies. I love a movie theater. I love the whole experience of going to see a movie. And I think I saw Mean Girls. No, I don't think I saw it in theaters. I think I wanted to though,
The
but I
original?
can't remember. Yeah, the original.
I went to see it, and it was with my babysitter who like and what let me and my sister watch movies that I don't think my parents would have approved of otherwise. And I think there's a part where they say like skank in the movie, and I was like 9, and I was at home and I said that, and my mom's like, "Where did you learn that word?" And I was like, "Oh, it was in Mean Girls." And I had no idea. That is fun. Do you have any like story, like, do you feel like, did you learn stuff from movies before kind of learning what it actually meant in real life? Like, do you have that experience or like TV or anything like that?
I think definitely, like, I'm the youngest of three kids, and I think my
Okay.
parents were just kind of like a little bit hands off. Not,
Yeah.
they were just
I
sort
know
of,
exactly what you mean. Yeah.
yeah, like do whatever.
Yeah.
And so, because I think my sister would, and my sister's 5 years older than me. So I feel like her media was like more age appropriate for her, like the stuff she wanted to watch. But then I would just be there and watch it with her. So I think like Chicago is a movie, the musical, well, the movie
Love
musical.
it,
I
yeah.
remember it's so good, but I think I saw it for the first time when I was like 7 or so. Like, I feel like I was way too young, or like I watched all of the Austin Powers movies when I was like 6 or 7, which I feel
Yeah.
like is also way too young. I think I learned though, like, there was one. Well, this is not about a movie. There's a song, it's a David Bowie song, and there is a line where he says, "Wham bam, thank you, ma'am." And I said that in front of, I think, my uncle, and he was like, "Do you know how dirty that is?" And I was like, "No, what? I don't know. It's just what David Bowie said. I don't know." And I think from that experience, I was just like, "I'm just not gonna say anything I hear from movies until like
Yeah.
I'm old enough to know." Because I
Just be like,
had
I
that
know this
one.
gets me in
I'm
trouble for
like,
some reason.
"Yeah, exactly." I'm like, "I'm just gonna be cautious because I don't feel like getting into that situation again."
We were smart enough to know that, like, you are probably saying something that's like offensive in some sort of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we'll like kind of go on to the movie. So Parent Trap. Parent Trap came out on July 20th, 1998. So this is, I usually go in kind of chronological orders of movies, but this is kind of like a special episode. So what do you think you were doing on July 20th, 1998? If you had to take a wild guess.
Probably, let's see. I was like 2, I was about to turn 3. I'm gonna guess I was at the beach in Seattle with like my cousins because we did that a lot when we were kids.
Do you have memories? Like, what do you think? Like, how old were you when you have like your earliest memories?
I feel like 4 maybe. I feel like I think I can remember back that far. I couldn't tell you what memory I'm thinking of. I just think that I have them from that age.
Yeah, they're somewhere in
There's some, yeah, somewhere in my like hard drive of my brain.
there. Okay. Love it. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into the Parent Trap. So, what is like the first thing that like stands out to you about this movie? Or like what when you think of this movie, what do you like?
I feel like there's so much about it that's just, I don't want to keep saying the word iconic, but I feel
You can
like
say it as much as you want. It's okay.
thank you. I feel like the music is something that I remember very, like the song "This Will Be an
Yes.
Everlasting Love." Like, I feel like that because that's what the movie starts with, and I feel like that, and it starts and ends with that song, and I feel like that it just like it's like bookends in such a nice way. And then also, I don't remember the name of the song is that plays when Martin and Hallie, or Martin and
Oh.
Annie, handshake, but like,
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
yeah, I don't know. I love the music in that. I feel like all of it is so, I should like listen to that soundtrack just like all the way through because the music is so good.
Yeah. It is, it's well put together. I feel like it's like a good movie that like appeals to like, I mean, yeah, the Parent Trap, even in the name, like kind of young and older people, like simultaneously, because it has such a range of age and like the characters. Do you like remember watching this and like being surprised by any of like the storyline, or is it just like so ingrained in you that you're like, yo, yeah, no, not really?
I think I remember. Well, this is like the only thing about this movie that I didn't like when I was younger. The scene when they're in the cabin and like they're like setting up all the booby traps and like putting like the chocolate, like the bucket of chocolate syrup that falls on the camp counselors. That part used to scare me. Like I would leave the room if we were watching the movie. I would leave for that part of the movie and then come back. Like, I think I like that was the only, I think I was like surprised by the level of like animosity between the two of them when they're at camp. Like I feel like they escalate so fast.
Well,
And
and like, why
also,
don't they like each other just because they look the same? Like, I've always been confused by that.
and it's so weird to me too that they are, I mean, I know for us as viewers, like it is the same actress, but I'm like, you guys look exactly alike. Don't you want to like talk about how weird it is that you look exact? Like, I feel like they should have gotten to the bottom of things way faster than they did. Like, if I met someone who looked exactly like me that I had never seen before, I'd be like, let's go through your family tree. Like, tell me your medical history. Like, who are you? Where did you grow up? Where were you born? Like, I would want to know, but I feel like they just, but I also feel like that's sort of on par with like how preteens and teenage girls are represented as just sort of being like dramatic and like taking things too far. So it makes sense in the context of the movie, I guess. But I remember being like, hello, don't you guys see that you look exactly like, don't you want to figure that out? That was.
It is strange. There's a lot of like, I don't know if like plot holes are the right like thing to say, but like one of the biggest things, and I'm guessing you agree with this, and I was like, who would want to never see one of their children again?
No,
The
I
split
like
up
who,
twins.
why, what a terrible plan, and just like never tell your child that they have another parent and another sibling just like out in the world. Like it's so unhinged.
And then like it's weird because like so yeah, basically if you guys don't, you know, I'm guessing anyone listening to this podcast note has seen this movie, but basically twins separated at birth, British mom, American dad, they were married, they got divorced like pretty much like right after they had these twins, and they decided one parent gets one, the other, well, one grew up in like London, the other grew up in Napa, and then they find each other at like a, you know, summer camp, decide let's do a switch so we can meet the other parent. I thought it was weird that like, oh, like both parents were like almost to tears when they found out that like it's the other kid, but I'm like, but you've been missing their entire life.
Yeah, why, like, why didn't you, if you're so excited about it, why didn't you do anything earlier? Like, it just seems so weird to me. And I don't, not that I have kids, but I'm like, I don't have kids, and I can imagine being like not being okay with never seeing one of my children again. But they're both just like, oh well, like that's the arrangement that we have. So what are you gonna do?
And it's like crazy because how would you even decide? Like, you're like, you know what? I like this baby better. I want to keep it.
That's a good point. Like, how did that conversation go? Like, they were like, maybe they just had them in like crawl to see which one they crawled
Oh my
to.
God, they put them in the middle of the
That's
room and saw who went to
it.
who.
I didn't think about like how they did, how they decided, but now that's gonna like haunt me at night. Like, how did they make out? Why?
I did think like it was interesting the whole like, okay, one of them like learns, they learn to have each other's accents, and then they pierce like one of them, the whole ear piercing scene, did that like also gross you out? I was like so creeped out by that scene.
When we rewatched it in preparation for this, I like covered my ears. And I have piercings. I know what happens when you pierce your ears, but for whatever reason, it's like not with an apple, not the needle.
That's the thing is like, so I'm guessing when you, how old were you when you got your ears pierced, and was it at Claire's?
It was at Claire's. I
Of
was
course.
eight. Yeah. I was eight and at Claire's.
Yes. I think I was 9 and I got it because I found out my neighbor got it, and then I guilted my mom into like letting me do it. But I like the whole, like I got it with the gun thing, and even that, like the whole day I was like stressed out about it. I don't know if were you stressed too?
I was so scared, and I got like a my cartilage pierced at Claire's, which I think is you're not supposed to do. I feel like I've
Oh,
heard
really?
people say that like Claire's is not actually the best place to get your ears pierced. Like they're like tr employees are not like trained as well as they should be, which actually my double piercings are super crooked, and I got
Oh,
them
yeah.
done at Claire's. And like, I
Yeah.
think if I got them done at like a tattoo parlor or something, they might not be as crooked as they. No hate to Claire's. Like, I love Claire's. I love
Yeah.
all the experiences I've had at Claire's in my life. But
Yeah.
I got my cartilage pierced like 3 years ago at Claire's, and I was still as scared as I was like when I was eight.
Sounds
Like,
like an 8-year-old.
still as
Yeah.
nervous. Yeah. And they like give you a teddy bear to hold, and they asked me if I wanted it, and I was like, I don't know, 25 at the time. And I was like, yeah, I'll take the
Oh,
teddy
I
bear.
love that you took the teddy bear. That's cute.
Thank you. I needed the emotional support.
Yeah. That is cool. Yeah, I have both. I have one and then I have the second two. I think I got the second ones when I was like 14 because I thought it was like really badass to have more than like one.
I mean, I think it's badass.
Yeah. Even though I never use the back ones, I just like the idea of having four. But yeah, no, the whole ear piercing through the, I think they take a needle, put it in a flame, and then shove it through the ear with an apple behind it. It's like, oh my God.
And it also seems like an apple is not a good thing. Like, apple, it's like sugary, and like sugar can grow bacteria. Like, why would you want that in like your, I don't know. It just seems very like unhygienic. Well, of course it's unhygienic, but the apple specifically, I'm like, I feel like a pillow might have been better, or like
Yeah.
something that didn't. Anyway, I don't want to think too much about it.
I'm like, should we move past it? I don't want to think
Yeah, anyway.
about this needle thing. But yeah, like, so they go to each other's homes and they're trying not to act like freaked out about like their lives, like at first. Like what we're gonna get to the I guess we'll get into it. What are some characters other than the twins themselves that like really stand out to you?
Well, my choice of attire is representing my favorite character. Well, one of my
Yeah.
favorite characters in the movie, who is Chessie. And
Yes.
I think Chessie is she just like their housekeeper, I guess?
She's like a
Slash.
more familial presence, like almost like a, it seems like a mom figure to Annie because it see, I guess the whole thing is like both, what are the parents' names? Dennis Quaid and Natasha Richardson,
Dennis.
Nick Parker, Nick and Elizabeth. And
Okay.
he like he's a pretty, I mean, yeah, he's like a hunky dad. Like, I mean, both the parents are pretty good looking. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know if I still feel that way about Dennis Quaid, but I mean, he's one of those actors that like aged well. Like, I'm not gonna lie, but
Yeah.
yeah, he's like, I guess neither of them got married, but like, you know, Nick has a young girlfriend. Yeah, what do you think of Meredith?
So when we rewatched it, I was like, honestly, I definitely thought she was just like a witch when I was a kid. Like,
Yeah.
obviously, the villain of the movie, you love to see when like she fails.
Yeah.
You see her every other
You love
time.
to see her get that lizard in her mouth.
Yes, which I feel like a lizard probably wouldn't crawl into your. I feel like
That's another far-fetched
that lizard
thing, yeah.
instinct would probably want to just like jump off. Like, I don't
Yeah.
know why it wouldn't go for a mouth. Because
Yeah.
there's like a scream coming out of it. Like, I feel like it wouldn't go towards a
A
loud
really
noise.
loud noise, yeah.
I feel like Meredith, like, she also is just such an icon. Like, I feel like her fashion in that movie is so, like, it's such a specific aesthetic that I feel like is kind of coming back into style now. It almost reminds me of like the mob wife aesthetic that people have.
Yes. Oh, totally, yeah.
She obviously not as kind to the twins as she should be. But I was feeling bad for her when they push her out on her like air mattress into the living room.
Iconic.
Like,
Yes.
that's, I would be upset by that too. Like,
Yeah.
that's a little far. But then I feel like the like nail in the coffin that helps viewers be like, okay, obviously she is not the right one for him, is when she's like, okay, choose between me or the kids. And I feel like that if you're making a parent choose between you and their children, like that's just gonna be a no for me. But
Yeah.
she's so like, I do love her. Like, I hate her, but I love her.
Going back to Chessie, one of my favorite things about this movie was her relationship with the butler. What's his name?
Martin, Mart
Yeah,
Martin.
that was so cute.
My theory about this movie is that the actual love story that I root for is between Martin and Chessie. Because, okay, so Elizabeth and Nick, like, sure, we want them to get back together because, like, we want to reunite the family, and like, that's sort of what the whole purpose of the movie is. But My issue is, and we might get into the, I might be jumping the gun with bringing this
We
up.
go in any order you want, because I think anyone listening, like I said, knows the story. So they
Yeah.
we don't have to tell them the plot.
My issue is like, so they get back together at the, spoiler alert, the parents get back together at the end.
Yeah, what a shocker.
And I guess we don't know why they broke up. Like, I feel like they kind
Yeah.
of talk about like being mad at each other and fighting. And she says she threw a hair dryer
Oh,
at
yeah.
him when he was leaving the house, but we don't know why they broke up. Like, and I feel like something pretty intense must have happened for them to get divorced so soon after having kids. I would root for them more if I knew why they broke up in the first place, and then if they reconciled those issues before they got back together. Because generally, I'm not a supporter of like backsliding or like getting back together with someone when you
Yeah.
break up with them, unless you like identify what the issues were that caused you to break up and like you've resolved them. Because otherwise, you're just going to have the same issues. But with Martin and Chessie, like we see their relationship develop, like they become friends, and then they're kind of working together with the twins on this plot to reunite their parents, and then they like fall in love and they get
Yeah.
engaged at the end. I feel like that is the story that I'm like, yes, I can root for you as a couple because I feel like you actually know each other and like each other, and we've seen your relationship develop. But the parents, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I support them getting back together because I don't know if they're gonna stay together. It doesn't seem like they've done any work on themselves.
I mean, as a kid, I 100% wanted them to get back together because that
Yeah,
was,
for sure.
what I was being led to believe and want. I guess it was a lot of it is like, now that our kids know each other, we should get back together. I don't know.
Yeah, because presumably, if the kids hadn't done anything, like nothing would have happened. They just would have gone on living their lives separately forever.
So one of the conflicts of the movie is Nick has this like girlfriend named Meredith who like is like younger. I don't know. I mean, now watching it, I'm like, she seemed not that much younger. I don't, did that seem like the case to you?
She's supposed to be 26, and I feel that
Okay.
26 is pretty young. I don't know what their age difference is, but I feel like it has to be somewhat significant. But I feel like we aren't supposed to see that as viewers. Like I feel like she's played sort of older because we're supposed to think she's equal. So
Yeah,
like,
which is
don't
crazy.
pay
Now that
attention
I'm
to
older than
her.
26, like I'm like, oh, that's so young. And I'm like, I guess that's a reasonable age.
Yeah, but like imagine when you were 26 being with someone who had two 11-year-old children and like you becoming their stepmom. Like that, I
I
can't
wouldn't
imagine
have done
now.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know if I
It's.
was single now, I don't even know if I would want to be a step parent. Certainly not to a like preteen. I don't think I could handle that.
It definitely, like watching it as an adult now, I'm like, that's. It's a little bit like I feel a little more anger at the dad for like putting his daughter in that situation and less so like what's wrong with Meredith? Like obviously Meredith could be nicer, but I also feel like if it were someone I knew in real life and that were their situation, I'd be like, wow, I feel like she's kind of being taken advantage of.
I think she definitely like was attracted to him, but like, and he clearly was attracted to her. I mean, that's
Yeah.
supposed to be her appeal, but like, she like liked that he had a lot of money. Was that like she was like a gold digger? That was the whole thing.
I think so, which, okay, this is another plot hole, but when Meredith is asking Elizabeth, who's a wedding dress designer, like she asked her, like, will you make me a custom dress? I'm like, in a week? I don't sew, but I'm pretty sure that that would be a really big ask to make someone a custom wedding dress.
That takes months. And also, like, you're asking, hey, can you make a wedding dress for me and your ex-husband? Like,
I think at the time that she asks her, she doesn't know.
oh, wait, yeah, because she knows that she's like a famous wedding dress designer.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like she just recognizes her name and then they like make that connection. And I think Dennis Quaid falls in the pool and there's
Yeah,
like a
iconic too. Yeah.
whole truly. I would like to see a roadmap of like the timeline, supposed timeline of all the events in this, like leading up to and after this movie. Cause I feel like it's, but that also is sort of like it's on Disney Channel time. Like I feel like it makes more sense within that universe. Like, sure, someone could get engaged and get married 2 weeks later. That's normal.
And also that was even when I was like the age I was when I saw this, I also thought, okay, so he met this girl while his daughter was away at summer camp for maybe a month and a half. Like, And now she comes back and is like, her dad says, hey, like, are you cool with me getting married with this girl that you didn't know before?
Okay, that's another thing that I'm like, if we're talking opinions on the movie or like things that jumped out at me.
Yeah.
They send their daughters to summer camp for 8 weeks.
I would is not that, be okay with that as a kid. Oh my God.
I wouldn't be okay with that as a kid. I don't think if I had kids, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, same here.
To my kids, because like that's two, you're telling me I'm not going to see my child for 2 months.
Yeah.
Or like if I'm a kid, I'm like, I don't want to be away from home for 2 months.
Because I went to like a tennis camp when I was in high school for a week. And I remember, and I was like 15, I miss my mom so much. I made her come visit me. Like I wouldn't have been okay with that.
The parenting in this movie is very questionable, just like across the board. Yes. Like what are Elizabeth and Nick thinking?
Yeah.
I have a lot of issues with their parenting.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're both pretty laissez-faire. Yes. The main issue I have with them is like, so you split up your twins and never told them, like, but there's a lot of other things that I would say they do wrong.
I don't know. Kind of. And then the other thing going, I guess this will take us back to Chessie.
Comes back to Chessie. Of course.
It definitely does. Yeah. All come back to Chessie.
Yes.
She is the one who realizes that the twins have switched. Like, yeah. But Chessie, like, I feel like Dennis, I keep calling him Dennis Quaid. I feel like
Nick Parker. There you go.
He's such a hands-off dad. Like he doesn't notice that so many things are different about his daughter. But Chessie, I think it's like maybe 1 or 2 days after Hallie comes home from camp that she's like, you are different. Like, what is wrong with you? And she like puts together the pieces. Also, I love that scene. That's like one of my favorite scenes from the whole movie when she's like, and the dad comes in, he's like, why are you looking at Hallie like that? And she's like, what? I'm looking at her the same way I've looked at her every day since she came home from the hospital and she was 6 pounds, 11 ounces. Look at her. It makes me cry. I was, I cried a lot when I rewatched this movie.
Yeah,
but I cry easily, but I feel like it's they just play so much like emotional music when there are all of these reunions, so it's hard not to cry.
Yeah, it's sweet. And like her Chessie, I guess she just has such good intuition, and she like says all these things, like she's like, you said you had a fright, since when did you say that, and you haven't eaten any of the foods you love. Like,
I think Chessie is such an interesting, and this isn't just me, this is like an internet phenomenon, that Chessie is kind of like a queer icon.
Yes.
Like people, this is, and I found a couple of articles talking specifically about like, there is like kind of like a contingent of queer people that I think a big part of it is like, it's sort of like an allegory for like coming out. Like when Annie tells Chessie that she's Annie, not Hallie, and the way that Chessie reacts is so just like, kind and open, and like that's who you are and I accept you. I think a lot of people, well, this is what I've read, a lot of people like see that as kind of like, I wish I had someone who like talked to me like that when I came out to them. And that's why like Chessie is just so kind and like loving, and I love that aspect of this movie too. And I feel like for me and other people I've talked to about this, it was sort of like a bisexual awakening. I feel like Chessie was that for me, because I was like, wow, what a woman.
Yeah.
But also like, I like Nick, like the Dennis Quaid is also pretty hot in that movie. Honestly, I even think the butler is kind of hot. Like, I just, there's just
like your range
for everyone in that movie.
Yeah, truly. Meredith's hot too.
Meredith is so hot. Like, the article that I was going to quote from, it was just talking about like how The Parent Trap is, it is a queer movie because, and they use Hallie when she's at camp, do you remember when she's getting her duffel bag and she can't get out from the pile? And then she sees this girl grab her duffel bag who's wearing a tie-dye shirt, and she yells out to her like, yo, tie-dye girl, like, can I get some help? And she calls her tie-dye girl. Mm-hmm. I had such a big crush on tie-dye girl. She was so cool and so strong. She just comes over and like yanks the duffel bag out of the pile. And then those two, Hallie and tie-dye girl and one other girl, become like just like a little clique.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a moment where tie-dye girl is giving Hallie like a piggyback ride, and like she calls her babe, and just like, I don't know. So I think some people have kind of a headcanon that they were like summer camp girlfriends,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like I don't need to say whether or not that's true, but I appreciate that it's like a reading people can take from the movie.
Me too.
for me and other like queer people, I feel like it's like for whatever reason, even if not intentionally, it like resonates a lot with people. And obviously the denim shirt, I feel like wearing denim is like a big part of being bisexual.
Yeah.
So I feel like Chessie's shirt and her fashion was like, I feel like I really model myself on that. Like I would like to dress exactly like Chessie most days.
Because even like when I think of Parent Trap and if someone's like, what's some like a fashion you remember from it? I'm like, oh yeah, the oversized denim shirt. Like, but like not so over, like it fit, but it doesn't fit. Like it's like, so it's so iconically 90s, but it is like, it's kind of classic at the same time.
I feel like it's really timeless. And I am also saying that as I'm wearing like an oversized denim shirt. So I feel like I'm a little biased, but I do think that it's like a look that it's just, it's evergreen. You can always throw on a denim shirt.
So yeah, basically at the end, they break up Nick and Meredith and Elizabeth and Nick get together. And that's kind of what, and then like, it's implied that Chessie and, what's his name again? Oh, and Martin get together? Like, do they actually?
It's in the credits of the movie because the end of the movie is like their wedding or Nick and Elizabeth's like second wedding. And then they show it's like pictures that like were taken at their wedding. And one of them is Martin proposing to Chessie. Like he has like a ring. Yeah. So they are actually, which, sorry, I keep going off on this. I just feel like this is another, when I was like looking up just like stuff about this movie, I saw a lot of things of people being like, The Parent Trap is another example of a movie where, like, there are characters who should have been queer and they weren't, referring specifically to Martin and Chessie and being like,
I was going to say, the first time I watched this, I thought Martin came off very gay, yeah.
But I also think that's another reason why I like this movie, because it's, like, I feel like it has some interesting stuff about, like, gender presentation. You would think that he, like, based on stereotypes that he's gay, but, like, you never know. And, like, sure, he wears a Speedo. But also, that Speedo is also, like, that I had never seen a man in a Speedo, I think, before
I saw, I was going to say, movie. That's, like, when I think of him, I'm like, oh, yeah, the scene where he's in a Speedo, and then Chessie sees him, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, and she's like, I feel like this is just me talking about how much I love Chessie and Martin for the whole podcast. No, but
that's the real love story, like you said.
Yeah. Versus Nick and Elizabeth, I'm like, I don't. What, why are you getting back together? Like, do you still like each other? I can't tell. Like, what were their issues that made them get divorced?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like they worked
on them.
That
made her throw a hairdryer? That's a lot to throw at someone.
That is intense. Yeah, that's like, that was another thing that stood out to me. I was like, wow, that's kind of, like, concerning. I feel like,
yeah,
I
hope they, domestic, like, abuse. I mean, hello.
I feel like it gets laughed off, but when I watched it, I was like, I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, and did it hit him? Like, if I got hit in the head with like a hair dryer, that would hurt a lot.
I wouldn't be happy about that.
Yeah, but I think like I feel like this is like maybe something of the past. Is I feel like women like being violent is like more forgiven in like movies than men, because it's like, oh, you know, they can't actually hurt a man because he's stronger.
Yeah. No, I think that is true. I feel like saying like, well, women being violent isn't the same as men being violent because women, I don't know, are like better or different than men. I feel like that is sort of still sexism. Like women can be violent. Women can be terrible people as much as men can be terrible people. Yeah. It's like, we all have the capacity to be terrible.
For sure.
Yeah. Regardless of gender.
Well, it's weird. Do you ever feel like, I don't know where you are at with this, but like, do you ever feel like you can't dislike other women because then you feel like you're not part of you're not on the right side of history, or you're not,
it's, you're fight? In a special place in hell for women that don't support other women.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like that. And this is also like a whole other topic of conversation, but
yeah, I was going to say, we're getting off the movie, but this is important. I know. It is like a weird place to be, is like, I don't, like, if I say anything bad about a woman, I'm not a feminist. Like, it's like, it's a little stressful, honestly.
And I even feel like The Parent Trap is a good example of this. We're like, okay, obviously we're not supposed to root for Meredith. Like, she is obviously a villain. It doesn't, like, I feel like that's a good example of like, okay, so just because she's a woman doesn't mean what she's doing isn't wrong. Like, she is being cruel to the twins. She's like telling them, I'm going to ship you off to boarding school in Switzerland, like, as soon as I marry your dad. Like, that's she's doing shitty things. And just because she's a woman doesn't make them not shitty. So yeah. I feel like we can learn a lot from the parent.
Yeah. Moral of the story is like, this is such well, and I do does yeah, this movie totally passes the Bechdel test. Like I would be surprised
for
if
sure.
It doesn't. Yeah. Like this is random. Did you ever go to summer camp or anything like that? Or were you like spared?
I didn't go to like regular summer camp, but I did go to Mormon summer
Oh,
camp,
yes.
which was we called it girls camp. It was like a week every summer, and it was kind of, I liked it. And I do think about girls camp when I watch this movie, because there are some things about it that do remind me of that camp experience, but obviously it was like a lot more religious.
Yeah.
There were more prayer circles, and like I always wanted to have more. Like, I think I always wished that camp would be like the Parent Trap, and it never was.
Yeah. Like going, you were like, this is going to be, I'm going to feel like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, exactly. And it just was never quite that.
Yeah.
Also, because we weren't there for 8 weeks,
Yeah.
which I can't say I'm not, like, I'm fine with that. But did you go to summer camp?
No, I like that just
We're
sounds
there.
like a nightmare to me. I mean, I like hikes, but I'm not a big like wilderness person. I'm not someone who wants to spend like a shit ton of time in the woods, and like I'm kind of high maintenance. Like the food didn't sound good to me, and like sleeping on bunks, and like yeah, I just like I got really homesick, and like I just like the main thing, I wouldn't have wanted to be away from my parents for that long, like.
Yeah.
And just creature comforts, like I guess it's not for me, but I like I said, I went to tennis camp once, and that was like on a college campus, and that wasn't that fun for me, so I guess it's just not my thing. I guess I'm too much of a baby, honestly.
I feel like it makes sense to want to be in your own space, though. Like, I feel like it, I if I could go back, I feel like I would have been fine going to like 50% less camp in my life.
Yeah. Or I
But
would have wanted, like, looking back, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have gone to, like, a theater camp or, like, a camp being around people who are a little more close to, like, or similar to me, I guess. Like,
yeah.
well, for you, so you were just with girls the whole time. There was no, like, mingling with boys.
No, it was, we had, like, two or three adult men that would come to camp, because there were rules about you needed to have at least, I think, two priesthood holders. The only boys that we ever saw were at the, they had stables, like horse stables, and we got to go horseback riding like once during the week of camp.
Yeah.
And that was when the only time we saw boys were like the guys who worked in the horse stable. And I think they were different every summer, but we always would like talk about them for days after and
Well,
be
were
like,
they like a few years older, cute teen
yeah,
boys?
yeah.
Yeah,
They were
of
like,
course.
you know, like 17, 18. And we'd be like, oh my gosh, Tyler totally like looked at me when he was helping me up onto my horse.
Yeah. Well, and I guess like, I mean, I feel like you hear a lot about people having, you know, rendezvous at summer camp with boys, their first boyfriends and stuff like that. So I'm guessing Mormons wanted to bypass that as much as possible.
I think so. I think it was strategic.
Yeah. So I guess we'll kind of get into the fashion in this movie. Is there anything else that you thought like stuck in your mind when you think about the things that were worn?
I actually really liked their camp uniforms. I think it's just like shorts and like a tucked in polo and like
Yeah.
hiking boots. But for some reason, I thought that was just like the coolest thing anyone could wear.
Yeah. It is like, I remember the look of like, oh, this shirt is like at the time, like a really baggy oversized shirt, because I had to wear that sometimes for like school stuff. And I'm like, ugh. But now I'm like, oh no, I love an oversized shirt tucked into things. Like, it's funny how you go from thinking something like so uncool to like being like, oh no, it's kind of like nerdy chic.
The 90s fashion in that movie, I feel like at this point is now like, wow, all of that is like really cool. Like
Yeah.
the uniforms and like the baggy oversized shirts and like tie-dye even, I feel like really came back in, especially in 2020. I feel like a lot of people were doing
Oh yeah,
tie-dye.
people love
Really came
doing
back.
that. Yeah.
The other thing that I think really stuck out to me in this movie is Meredith's clothes, which we already kind of talked about, but just
Oh,
like,
she's so cute.
and she's so like so chic. Like I feel
Yes.
like that everything she wears in that movie, I feel like is sort of timeless. Like she has those like kind of shift dresses. I think she wears a black one and a white one. She has like her big like wide brimmed black hat and
Oh
her
God, I love that hat. Oh my God, so cute.
her
So like
lipstick,
Jackie
and I think
Kennedy.
she has
Yeah.
like her cat eye sunglass. I feel like she wears like a cat eye sunglass shape at some point.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just love, and I feel like she's such a good juxtaposition with G. Like, I feel like that is, I keep talking about Jessie, but I feel like they are the two like blueprints of like how to dress that I feel like I have in my brain from that age. Like, you could be really like feminine and classy, or you can wear a denim shirt.
Yeah.
I obviously most of the time choose denim shirt, but I
You're more of
like
a Chessie, less of a Meredith, but you could be either.
Exactly. But I like the Meredith. I like that the aesthetic is there. And like, I wear red lipstick sometimes.
Yeah.
Usually not with like a cute shift dress and a wide brimmed hat, but
yeah.
That movie also has an interesting array of like silhouettes, because there are crop tops, there are also baggy shirts, there's also like form fitting, there's also like, and then I feel like the twins' mom, Elizabeth, is very like, she's also very chic, but in a different, I almost feel like Meredith is like trying to approximate the kind of chic that Elizabeth James is, but like younger and sexier.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Elizabeth's clothes are all like, they all look very well tailored, but they're like a little bit more like mature, like longer hemlines, like higher necklines. But she wears that one dress that I remember this because I recently watched the movie, but she's packing when they're like, okay, we're going to go to America. I'm so nervous. I'm going to see Nick Parker for the first time in however long. And she's like panicked and like smoking inside and wearing sunglasses inside. And she's just like super stressed out. And Martin pulls out her dress and he's like, If I were seeing my ex for the first time in 11 years and I had your legs, I would wear this. Like this, like kind of like sexy, like shift. I think it's like maybe black silk.
Yeah,
but I think she does wear it later on in the movie. I'm
well,
pretty sure.
Doesn't she? Because you know how there's that scene where, like, I think it's like Meredith and Nick are like making out in the elevator, and then she walks up and he sees her and he almost like falls over because he's like, "Wait, what is she doing here?"
She just waves at him like she's looking at him, and she's like,
yeah,
like making kind of like a like happy face and just waves at him.
Like as if it hasn't been like 10 years since they've like
Yeah,
seen
as if it's like, of course I'm seeing you here. Why would you be surprised?
No, I totally agree with like her style is that I think at the time I probably thought, oh, you know, Elizabeth's style is like more frumpy, but like now that I look about it, like it's not at all. It's just like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes they paint the picture of like, if you're conservative, it's like frumpy. And I'm like, no, like it's just like a different way of being like, I don't even want to say feminine, but like it's a different style that's just as cute. It's just not like, I don't know. It's the aged up version of it, I suppose.
Yeah, it's like not as in your face, I guess.
Yeah.
I also wonder, now that we're talking about it, I wonder if Meredith, if she's like a gold digger, I wonder if she's trying to like almost dress the part and like dress more classy, I guess, to like look like she belongs with someone like Nick. But I would like to do an investigation on like what's Meredith's story. Like
I know, right?
maybe Disney should do a prequel,
I
like
think
the
so.
Disney like villain prequels that they've done with like
Yeah.
Maleficent and Cruella de
Cruella.
Vil, because they even call her Cruella in the movie. They're
Yeah.
like, whatever you say, Cruella.
But I think what you said about her, like she's trying to dress the part of what she thinks he wants, but it seems like it's almost like she's trying to dress like Elizabeth, but she, of course, she's trying to make it sexy, or maybe she can't help but make it that because she knows, like, okay, yeah, part of my appeal is that he finds me hot. Like, maybe he's like looking like willing to look past certain bitchy tendencies because I'm really attractive. But yeah, no, there's like a part I like some of the matching but not matching outfits that like Hallie and Annie wear. Like, there's this like, I don't know what the right word for this dress is. It's like a chinoiserie dress, like a, I guess, Chinese inspired dress. Remember the like
Oh,
pink
yes.
satin
Yeah, I know
one?
what you mean.
That one is really cute. And then there's like the outfits where they're both wearing like yellow, but it's like not like one of them is kind of like gingham, and the other one is like kind of like a sweatery type of thing.
But I think I feel like I would honestly wear a lot of both of the, well, maybe not Annie's. I feel like between the twins, I feel like you would maybe wear more pieces from Annie's wardrobe, and I would probably wear more pieces from the British one, because she has like cute like matching sets and like skirts and like, I don't know, I feel like she's like has a style that reminds me more of the way you dress, versus I feel like I'm more
Hallie, where I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna wear like a denim shirt and like a big
baggy. I think you're right. But yeah, that was the movie,
like iconic piece of cinema in my mind. So I guess we're kind of wrapping up. Is there any positive messages you want to send out to the world on this beautiful Sunday?
I think just be a Meredith Blake in terms of style.
Yes.
But be a Chessie, I don't know her last name, in terms of how you treat other people.
Chessie. What is her name? Just Chessie, I think.
Yeah. And also, what kind of a name is Chess? Like, is her name Chess? And they call her Chessie as like a term of endearment? Like, what is Chessie? Why is that her name?
And maybe she's like, don't need the L.
Maybe, or maybe like that's what Hallie could pronounce when she was little, instead of like Chelsea was too much, so she called her Chessie.
Yeah. Aww. That's cute. Okay, I'm going to go with that. Yes. So yeah, thank you for being on the podcast. This was so much fun. I'm glad that we were able to analyze the Parent Trap so much, a movie I like really enjoy. Make me think about it in different ways. That's awesome.
There's so much to unpack. I feel like I could talk about it for like a long time. There's a lot to learn.
Yes.
From it.
Well, thank you, Amelia. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And join us next time when we watch
a Disney Channel movie.